Sech the Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Zayin, 7 lines from the bottom of Daf Lamed Vav and Beis at the new Mishnah. The Mishnah begins, Sanhedrin Hoysu Kechatzi Gurin Agula, Kadesh Yu Royin Zeh, that the Sanhedrin referring to the Sanhedrin Katana or Sanhedrin Gedoyla or Sanhedrin of 23 Dayonim or 71 Dayonim was set up in a semicircle like a crescent of a moon in order that the Dayonim should be able to see each other. And as Rashi says, L'fish Imha Yoshim Beshura, Ein Pnei Rishonim Royin Zeh Zeh, Vagula Shlema In Yoshim. And they also didn't form a full circle. The fish tzurichim bali adin ve'edim likonis l'dab b'fnei kulam, as the bali adin as well as the edim have to enter into this area, and they have to speak in front of all the Sanhedrin, and they can't turn their back to the Sanhedrin. We want to make sure that the Sanhedrin could always see the edim and the bali adin, and they could read their facial expressions. Sheyukul rein se'edim umedaktim midvrayim v'loy shiyu pnei edim l'shuruzu v'achurei muzu. Rashi Maseches Chulin on Daf Hey states liyashayim in ishas chaveri umisvakachim zem zeh. They should be able to argue with each other. And the Mishnah continues with Shnei Sefer Adyanim, Indolfneim, Echem Yamin, Vechem Ismail, Vekaisin, Divere Mazakim, Vedere Machaivim. And there were two stenographers that would stand in front of the Bezin at all times, one on the right and one on the left. They would write down exactly what each Dayan held, if they held the person is innocent or guilty, and they would also write the reasoning of each dayan, as we previously explained. And Rashi explains shneim kaisim divrei mezakin u'shneim kaisim divrei mechayvin, that both of the stenographers write both of the sides, shem yitah echad yechiyach ksav yishal chaveray, as if one of the stenographers make a mistake, then we'll be able to read what the other stenographer wrote, and this way we'll be able to have clarity as to what each dayan stated. The Yad Ramah explains kadesh yushnei edim al divrei klon, that the reason why we needed two stenographers in order that they should act as two witnesses regarding their opinions of the Dayanim. However, Rabbi Yehuda Imesh Shleisha, Rabbi Yehuda says there were actually three stenographers, Echad Kaisiv Divrei Mezakin, Echad Kaisiv Divrei Mechayvin. One stenographer wrote only the words of the Mezakin, and one of the stenographers only focused on the words of the ones who were Mechayiv, Vashlishi Kaisiv Divrei Mezakin, Divrei Mechayvin, and only the third stenographer would write down words of both of the sides. And Rashi explains, because if we only had two Seferim, Mitech Terech Taim Mashiyir Balein, Yutu Bedava, then certainly they'd make a mistake. Now that we have three Seferi Dayanim, so they won't have to write shorthand. And we continue on Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. When there was a Sanhedrin Gitana of 23 Dayanim, then there were three rows of Talmidei Chachamim that would sit in front of them, and each of these rows had 23 Talmidei Chachamim. Rashi explains on the top of the Amud, Shemichalku Chachav Gimel Rubin Mechayvin Miyutu Mezakin, as if there will be a split decision, and there will be 12 that say he's guilty and 11 say he's innocent. And as we previously learned, and then as long as you can't get to a proper gemadin, you'd have to add two dayanim at a time until you reach a maximum of 71 dayanim. So really there should only be a need to have an additional 48 talmidim in order to reach a maximum of 71 dayanim. However, and you can't split 48 evenly and have 24 each, as then you'll have more Talmidim in each row than you had Dayanim, as you only have 23 Dayanim, and each row will have 24 Talmidim, v'loy lasas shuris ktanes, and you also can't make three shuris of 16 Talmidim, that also would not be proper, v'loy shtayim shel chav gimel v'echad shel shtayim Talmidim, and you also can't make two rows of 23 Talmidim for a total of 46 Talmidim, and then add on another two Talmidim for a total of 48, hilkach avdi shal shuris, and therefore you make three shuris of 23, which is a total of 69 Talmidim, plus the original 23 Dayanim, or 91 total people that were involved in Sanhedrin Ketana. Mishnah tells us, Kal Echav Echad Makas B'Kaymai, that each of these Talmidim would recognize their place as they were seated in a specific spot, and they were all seated based on Chashivis, and the first row was more Chashiv than the second row, and the second row was more Chashiv than the third row, and in each row they would also sit based on Chashivis. And the Mishnah now tells us, Tzitzuch Lismai Chseim Chimen HaRishayna, Rashi explains that when was the requirement to be Samech one of the Talmidim could go in Shemes Echem and Adyanim, if one of the Adyanim would die, Samech Mary Shainim Shem Gedel Mikulan, then it would be Samech for the first line of the Talmidim because they were greatest and they were the most Chashav of all the Talmidim. He states that not only in a case where one of the Adyanim died, but Ratzalayma Shenechelku Vahutzuchul Haisev, that even in a case where there was a split decision and they had to add on to the Bezdin, then it would be Samech from the Talmidim. And it doesn't seem that Rashi argues on the Miri, and the only reason why Rashi Rashi says a case where one of the young died is based on the continuation of the Mishnah. As the Mishnah continues, Echem and Ashnia, Balei L'Rishayna, now that one of the Talmidim were removed from being a Talmud and added to the Bezdin on a permanent basis, then there was an extra space in the first row of Talmidim. Mishnah tells us that certainly we didn't take a new Talmud and put him in the original seat of that original Talmud, and certainly the first seat was reserved for the greatest of the Talmidim and the most chashuv of the Talmidim, and therefore any new Dayan would go to the back of the line, and therefore every single Dayan moved up one space. All the Talmidim on the first row moved over one space, and there was an extra seat at the end of the line. The first Talmud on the second row would now move to the last seat on the first row, and then once again everyone moved down one seat, and there was an extra seat at the end of the second row, and the Talmud who up until this point was sitting in the first seat of the third row would move into the last seat of the second row, and then all the Talmidim on the third row would move over one seat, and then there was an extra seat in the last seat on the third row. And as the Mishnah tells us, Echem and Ashlish is Bala Lishnia, that one of the Talmidim on the third row went to the second row, and now there was an extra seat on the third row. So then they would choose one more Talmud from the call, and they would place him in the last position on the third row. As we explained, and the pashas is that when the Mishnah stated Shal Shur Shal Tumidicham Yeshul Fneim, it literally means that they sat in front of the Dayanim. While the Dayanim sat on benches, the Talmidim would sit on the floor, and this way the Dayanim were able to see the Edim and were able to see the Balidin. In the pashas, it would also seem the Talmidim sat in the same fashion as the Dayanim, and they also sat in a semicircle. However, Ayin Yad Ramah, and the Gemara begins, Minani Mili, that how do we know that the Dayanim sat in a semicircle? Amr of Achav Bab Chanina, the Amr Kras, the Paskin Shir Hashim states, Shoreich Agan Asar al Yechsa HaMazeg, Bitnei Charim Eschitim, Suga Bashayshanim. Gemara now dashin Shoreich Zu Sanhedrin, that the word Shoreich, which means the navel of a person, refers to Sanhedrin, and Lama Nikra Shema Shoreich, She Yeshevis B'tibur Shalaylam, and the Ikka place in Sanhedrin Gedoyla is in the Lishchas HaGazes, which is in the Beis HaMikdash, which is in the center of the world, or center of the universe. The Pasuk continues and compares Sanhedrin to Again, or Basin, and as the Gemara explains, She Megina Kolim Kulai, as the Lashon Again is from Lashon of Magain, which is a shield, and the Sanhedrin protects the entire world. The Pasuk then states that was Agan Asar, that was an Agan that was in the form of a moon, and it was round like the moon, She Doimel Asar, as the Sanhedrin would sit just like the shape of the moon, and would sit in a semicircle, which is round like the moon, and they also sat in the form of a crescent, which is like a semicircle. And the Pasuk continues, Al Yechsa HaMazeg, the dilution of the wine should not be diminished. That since we know in the olden times when they had wine, they would dilute the wine, which was very strong. They used one part wine to two parts of water. Similarly, if a member of Sanhedrin wants to leave Sanhedrin for a Dvar Rishus, he can do so as long as he left a full bezin of 23 dayanim in the Lishkas HaGazes, but otherwise it was also for him to leave, as you can't have a situation with less than 23 dayanim that remain in Sanhedrin. And the Sanhedrin, which is the ikkar, is compared to the wine, which is the ikkar of the drink. And just like there had to be one third of wine and two thirds of water, so similarly, when you have a Sanhedrin of 71, a third of 71 is 23 and a remainder of 2. And we only look at a whole number, therefore there must always be at least 23 dayanim that remain in the Lishkas HaGazes. And keep in mind that we already learned in Daf Yud Aleph Beis, this din only applies when a member of the Sanhedrin was leaving for a Dvar Rishus. However, if they would be leaving for a Dvar Mitzvah, for example, for Medidas HaEgla, then the entire Sanhedrin could leave the Lishkas HaGazes. We explained the Gemara based on having a Sanhedrin of 71, and Ayin Rashi, Diyum Asal Esim Shlesha, Shlish Shal Shivim, which is a third of 70, Ayin Sham. Taisa and Daf Yud Aleph Beis mention, V'yeshman Farshim Al Yechsa HaMazeg, Shal Yechsa B'gmatria Mezeg, Shu Chamishim, as Mezeg is 50, Avli Chosim Em Tes, Ein Lachosh, to Mishtari Chav Beis, as at that point, you'll have 22, Vein Bezen Shokol, Mesifon Lein Echad, Harekam Chav Gimel, and therefore the requirement to have at least 23 Deonim. The Gemara now continues to dash in the Pasuk and Shir HaShirim, as the Pasuk continues, Bitnei Harim Eschitim, that your stomach is like a pile of wheat, and the Gemara explains, Ma Harim Eschitim, HaKol Nenim Mena, that just like everyone has Hanah from a pile of wheat, Av Sanhedrin, HaKol Nenim and Tamein, and this is also a remnant of Sanhedrin, because everyone has Hanah from their reasons and from their Taimim. And finally, the Pasuk ends off, Suga Basheshanim, that it's enclosed and guarded by rose bushes, Shafilu Kesuga Shel Shanim, Lo Yifutsu Ben Pratzeis, Klai Yisrael is on such a high madrigal, even if they only have very weak Gedarim, and they only have gedarim, which are like rose bushes, and not full gedarim, like real fences and stone walls, and even so, that protects Klal Yisrael from doing averis. And as Rashi says, claim bazor kalu b'avdolim muetas heim nefroshim and avira ve'in tzar geda avonim lafsikon afilo in rechikim and avira al geda shishadim mafsik b'neim lo yifritzu b'y piritzis agadar. The Gemara continues, v'haynu da'amalei ahu minu Rav Kahana, and this is similar to what the men said to Rav Kahana, and Amrisu nida sharli chudu b'hadi gavra, that your halacha is that nida could be misyached with her husband, even though if they had every relationship with each other, it would be chayiv karis, and there's an issa of arayis. And he wondered, how could this be? Ef she'esh b'nu aris v'inu ma'aveves, and how could it be that the fire will come so close to flax, and even so it won't be singed? And Amalei and Rav Kahana responded, ha'tayu ha'ida aleinu suga b'shashanim sh'afilu g'suga sh'bashashanim lo'yifutsu ben pratzais, that even if we don't have such major gedarim b'negeo man and his wife that's a nida, even so Klal Yisrael will not be over on the issa of nida. And the Gemara continues, Rish Lakish on Mehacha. Rish Lakish tells us that we learned this from the following pasuk, which is also a pasuk in Shir Hashirim, as the pasuk states, Kepela Harimon Rakoseich mi Babla Tzamoseich. Klal Yisrael's temples are like a section of a pomegranate. Rish Lakish explains, Afilu Rekonim Shebach Melein Mitzis Karimon, that even those amongst Klal Yisrael that are empty are not great Talmid Chomim, they are still full with mitzvahs, like a pomegranate is full with seeds. And Rish Lakish is dashing the word Rakoseich as if it says Rekoseich, which refers to empty ones. And the Gemara continues, Rav Zeira Om Mehacha. Rav Zeira says, we see this concept from the story in Pashas Toldos, where Yitzchak Avinu was about to give a bracha to Yaakov. And the pasuk says, Vayigash Vayishak Loi Vayorach Esreach Begodo Vayavarcheu Vayomer Re'i Reach Bini Kireach Soda Shabarach Hashem. Rav Zeira tells us, Atikre Begodo Elabaydov, that you shouldn't read the pasuk as if it says Yitzchak smelled the Begodo of Yaakov, as Yaakov was wearing goat skins and they didn't smell very good. And therefore, it's as if the pasuk tells us that Yitzchak smelled even those that went against Klal Yisrael, and even those of Klal Yisrael were boigered against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and even those in Klal Yisrael that boigered him give off a great fragrance like a Reach Soda Shebarach Hashem. We explain these memories regarding all types of mitzvahs. However, other Rishonim explain that we're specifically referring to Dam Nidais, as the Taisa Rosh explains, Kepela Harim and Rakoseich, Dam Hanida Edom Hu Kimoi Rebainim, that Dam Hanida is red just like a pomegranate, and Ayin Taisis Vayarachos Reach Begodov, Loshen Reach Shaykh Bedam Nidais, Kenem Minim Besei Perakolyad, Hai Isse the Asya Dama Kamedu Rabbeleza, Orchahin smelled it, Oma Hai Dam Chimuru, Ayin Sham. And similarly, when we originally brought the Pasuk of Kesuga Besheshanim, roses are also red. Gemara continues, Hane Ben Yunid, Av Bishvusi de Rab Zira, there were these strong people that lived in the neighborhood of Rab Zira. As we will see, Rab Zira was short and his thigh was burnt based on the Maisa that we discussed in Mesech Tzubah Metziah, where Rab Zira used to test himself to see if he was still Rayu and he didn't have any Averis and he would put himself into a fire. Gemara tells it to have a Makar Lu Kechet and Hadru Betivusa, that Rab Zira would be Makar of these Beryunim in order to try to get them to do Tshuva, Vavikafter Rabbanim, but the Rabbanim were not happy with Rab Zira, and Kinach Nafshid Rab Zira, and Rab Zira died, Amri, so these Beryunim stated, Ada Inda have a Chericha Katan Shakya, to have a Boyal and Rachmi, that until today, Rab Zira, who they called the short one, whose thigh is singed, he was around and he was davening for us, however, Hashtaman Boyal and Rachmi, now that Rab Zira died, who will daven for us, of the tshuva, and they were mahar in their hearts, and they did tshuva. The Gemara continues and quotes from Mishnah, Shal Shur Shal Timid Chum Yeshalom Fneim, and the Gemara went through the entire procedure as to what would occur when the Dayanim died, and Amar Baya Shmar Mina Ki Naidi Kula Naidi, that we see from the Mishnah, that once one of Talmidim were upgraded and they were led into the Sanhedrin, then all the other Talmidim would also be upgraded, and they would all move up one seat. Lemaisa, as we made a Cheshbin, the first person that was sitting in the best seat on the second row would move into the last seat and the worst seat on the first row, and therefore the Gemara states, "Vilei milhu," but let that person say, "Ad idn habiyasiv nebereisha." And until now, although I was under the second row, but at least I was in the first seat and I was the most chashu position on the second row. Hashto mispisul bedanvi, and now you're placing me at the end of the first row, and I don't want to move. And I'm abaye and abaye states to Amr lehachi, and certainly we will respond to him. Habizon of larayis dalti reishul shulim. That certainly it's always better to be the tail for a lion than to be the head of the foxes. Similarly, it's better to be the last of the Dyanim in the first row than to be the most Choshev in the second row. In Rashi, Mesechtes Abayis in Perek Dal and Mishnah Yadalid, where Rashi states, Tev L'chosh that he is son of L'arayis L'anoshim Tovim M'yesh Charosh V'sar L'reikim. Before we continue, let's see the top thesis on Daf Lamed Zayim and Aleph, Diba Maschal Atari Idaleinu Suga B'Sheshanim. The thesis explains L'inin Dam Nidus Nidrash, that the Drosha is specifically regarding Dam Nidus, K'shay Meres Dam K'sheshana Adum R'isi, that when a woman tells her husband, I saw red blood like a rose, miyad perish, then immediately the husband is perish. Taisa is bothered, vim taima, va yichud deraisi, lemaisa, yichud is deraisa, hechi asa krod, divri kabbalah, lemishre, maid asa beraisa, and how could it be that we bring a pasuk in Shir Hashirim to be matas in yichud with an ida, and to only have small gedarim? Taisa explains, vishleimad, le asa tere, elekein imoy, de leavida de mishteri, that in a chanami, when the Torah said that yichud is asa, that's only regarding someone like a person's mother who is never going to be butted to you. Avul nida seifuli tar, but since a nida will become tar and it's pas besaloi, therefore by a nida there is no isur yichud midraisa. But his points out umiyu hechad lebal afilu nida asur lisachid. But if a husband never had beer with his wife, and he would be asked to be misyachid with a nida, as the Gemara Maseches Ketubos tells us lebal who yashem beyanoshim ishti yashena beyanoshim. In the Yad Ramah who states v'dafka b'shar inshi da alma the shchichid leisur mekamehachin, who already was with a woman prior to this, the lenafish is trial of a chosin leav shchichle at hashda v'nafish itrei loy, then he would be also to be misachid with his wife. Can first brish perak besulis nesays the kolshke gabi yichud apnuya v'yichud eishzish. Certainly kol gabi milsechadta nafish yitzer. We continue with the new mishnah and on daf chav tes the mishnah spoke about iyum b'negi yedina mamnis, and now mishnah discusses how we ma'ayim on edim come to testify the gabi dina nafashes, and the mishnah states kates ma'ayim seedim al edim nafashes or some agers kates ma'ayim al edim nafashes. How do we put fear and intimidate edim that are coming to testify the gabi dina nafashes? How mechdisin eisan, they would bring them into bezin ma'ayim aleihem, and they would intimidate them and they would say to them shemet toimim ma'imid, be careful that you should say edis properly, and you can't say edis based on conjecture. Similarly mishmua, you can't say edis just based on a strong rumor or edmip aid, and you can't say edis even if you heard it from another aid and then p adam nema, and even if you heard it from someone that's very trustworthy, that maybe you don't know that eventually we'll be baidik you and we'll investigate you with drishas and chakiras. Therefore, you should know that we'll catch you if you're actually testifying falsely. As then we'll continue, although if you testify falsely, all you would have to do tshuva is give back your money and you'll do tshuva and you'll have kapara. If you kill a person, not only will you be held responsible for this person's death, but you'll be held responsible for his death as well as all his children and all his future generations. And just like we find when Cain killed Hevel, as the pasuk in Bereishis states, it doesn't say the blood of your brother, el the bloods of your brother, that refers to Hevel's blood as well as his potential future children as well as all their descendants. And the Mishnah continues, another way to explain the pasuk that when it states is the blood of Hevel wasn't only in one spot and it was all over the place. It spread over a large area and it was on multiple trees and multiple rocks. And the Gemara will explain this point, and certainly Bezdin would not say this to his Edim. Once Bezdin will tell the Edim that there's another pshat in the word Dmeyachicha, certainly that would take away from the strength of their warning. This is just the Mishnah telling us another pshat in the word Dmeyachicha, and the Mishnah continues that Bezdin would now continue and warn the Edim, Lefikach Divra Adam Yechidi, and you should know that's why Adam was created as a single person, La'amedcha, in order to teach us, She'kalam ha'abed nefesh achaz b'Yisrael, ma'alav akasu kilu ibed olam ali, that if someone destroys one soul in Klal Yisrael, as if he killed the entire world, as from Adam Rishon the entire world came. Certainly, since Midah Teva is Merubah Midah Pranias, so kalam mekayim nefesh achaz b'Yisrael, ma'alav akasu kilu kiyim olam ali, that if someone's mekayim one soul in Klal Yisrael, as if he's mekayim a full world. The Mishnah now continues and tells other pshatim to why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created only one man, didn't originally create many people. And the Mishnah tells us, we'll play Shleim Abriyas, and in order to create peace between people, and in order not to create machlekes, Shleim Adam L'chaveir, Abba Gadam Avicha, in order that person shouldn't say, my father and my yichus is greater than your father and your yichus. L'maisa, ultimately, everyone came from the same person. In addition, another reason is, Shleim Haminim, Imrim Habu Rishuvus Bashamayim, in order that Minim should not claim that there are many gods in the heavens, and this God made Adam Rishain, and then another God made these other people, and therefore there are many Rishiyas and many gods, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu only made one person, so people would not be able to make this claim, and certainly there was only one God that created the entire world. The Gemara continues with a fourth reason, and this is also to show the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, although if a person makes many coins from one mold, certainly Kul and Daim and Zelzeh, they they'll all be exactly the same as the previous coin. Although HaKadosh Baruch Hu only created one person and only made one mold, but even so, all the people that came from that original mold and came from Adam Rishayin all look different from each other. The Mishnah continues, Lefikach, since every human being is so important, Lefikach kol echad echad chayiv leima b'shvili nevar eilam, so every single person has to say that the whole world was created just for me. Ayin Yad Ramahu points out that these last three taimim were certainly not told to the Edom. The only thing that was told to the Edom is that the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adam as one person is in order to teach us shekol ma'ab nefesh achas miyisrael ma'alav v'kasev ki'ilu ibed oigel malei. We continue on daf lamed zayin on mebeis. Bezer would now continue and say to the Edom b'shem ataima ma'alav l'tzar azayis, that if it's so terrible to testify falsely, so why do we have to get involved with testifying at all, and we won't testify at all? And Bezdin tells them, but the pasuk in Parshas Vayikra states, and certainly you'll have an avera if you don't testify. Bezdin continues, that even though we'll have this great avera, but that will pale in comparison to killing a person. Even if we will be testifying truthfully, why do we want to get involved and cause a person's death if you just told us how important every single person is in this world? Regarding this point, Bezdin tells them, that the Pasuk initially tells us that when a person that's a Rasha dies, there is actual Rina and there's joy that's brought to the world. As Rashi says, that if this person is actually a Rasha and you're testifying truthfully, then certainly you will not have an Einish, and certainly it's actually a positive thing to say Edus, and you must testify. Before we continue, let's point out that Rashi in Pasha Bereishis tells us the Pasuk states, Vayivra Lakim es ha'odam b'tzalmoy b'tfus ha'asar loy shakal nivra b'maimra v'hu nivra b'yidayim shenema v'tashas alay kapecha nasa b'choysim kimat be'a su alayde reshim shakarim koin b'laz v'cheinu ha'imet t'sapik k'choyim mechoysim. Therefore it makes sense when a Gemara compares the creation of Adam Rishon to a person that makes one choysim or one form ayin sham. Meiri points out that when our Mishnah states l'fikach kol echad ve'echad chayiv leima b'shvili nivra eilam, this is also relevant to Edom. They should not only think that they were created yechidi and b'shvili nivra eilam, but they should also understand that the world was also created for their friend. If they will be able to understand this, ad shemitech kach hidoma yakob einav ayin sham. Gemara begins that our Mishnah stated me'ayman lein shemitaymer ma'imed, that maybe you're saying over this edus and you're only doing it based on umdin hadas and not based on the actual ria. And as Tesis at the top of the points out, a testimony based on umdin hadas is not going to be valid, as the pasuk states al pishnayim edim yakum davo. It has to be that they saw the actual maisa. And the Gemara begins, Tana Rabbanon, Keter Me'imed, and when Bezdin is Me'imed ala Edim, and they tell them that you shouldn't testify based on Umdana, what does Bezdin tell them? The Gemara explains, Oyma Lehen, Shema Kachru Isem, that Bezdin would say to the Edim that maybe the following is what you saw, Sheratz Achaber Lechubo V'ratzim Achrav, that Reuven chased Shimon into a ruin and into a destroyed building, and you ran after them, U'mitzasim Sayap Yodai, V'dami M'tafte, V'harig M'farfer, when you caught up to Reuven, you saw that he had a sword in his hand and blood was dripping from the sword, and Shimon was lying on the ground and about to die. Im kachru isem lo isem klum. If that's all that you saw, then since you didn't see the actual murder, so you shouldn't be testifying, and this would not be a valid testimony. And the Gemara will now continue and bring a brisa. And once we learn the brisa, we will go back to the top Taisis and explain the Gemara based on Taisis. The Gemara continues, Tanya, we learned the brisa. Amr Rav Shimon ben Shetach, Erev ben Chama, and as Rashi explains in Maseches Makos, that it's as if the Gemara states loy era bin chama, that I should not have any consolation. The Gemara hafchul bracha, and the Gemara switches around the bracha. This is a lashon sagina. Pirush Acher, and Rashi brings another pshat. Era bin chama nishba yimusu bana ve'era bin chmasan. Shimon ben Shetach says that if I'm not telling the truth, then my children should die, and then people will have to give me nechama and will have to console me. And Shimon ben Shetach stated in loy isi echad shiratz achaver lechora v'ratz di achav v'isi sayif biyadai. And this story actually occurred, and I saw Reuven running after Shimon, and they went into a chovra, and then Reuven was holding a sword with blood dripping on it, and Shimon was lying and dying. And I said to Reuven, Rasha, mi hargulazeh, who killed Shimon? Oya ni oyata, either me or you. And certainly we know it wasn't me, and certainly it was you. But what can I do that your dam is not given over in my hands? And even though there's so much circumstantial evidence, but I can't kill you, you, Rei Amr Tura, as the Pasuk in Pashas Shoftim tells us, Al Pishnayim Edim, Ishlisha Edim, Yumas Ames, La Yumas Apiyed Echad. However, Hayideh Machshavos, the one that knows all Machshavos, knows exactly what happened, Yipari Ma'isei Ish, Shaharag Eschaveri, should take retribution from that person that killed his friend. And he was telling Reuven that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should kill you. And Amr was said, L'gabi that Maisa, that Le'izazu Misham, At Shabbat Nochash, V'kisha Yemes, that they didn't move from that space until a snake came and bit Reuven, and Reuven died. And let's keep in mind that Ritzeich is Chayiv Mises Bezdin, and the Chayiv Mises is Al Yidei Saif. As Rashi points out, that when a Nochash bites someone, then the person dies through the venom that goes through his body and burns up his body. And as we will see, that is Kein Sreifa. And therefore, the Gemara is, Bahai Ba Nochashu, that the Maisa Reuven was Ritzeich, and why was he Chayiv Mises through a Nochash? If Al-Khari, he should be Chayiv Saif, which is on a lower level than Sreifa. And it was also taught in a braisa in the yeshiva of Chizkiya, miyam shachar beis hamikdash, from the time that the beis hamikdash was destroyed, afal pi shebatal sanhedrin, even though the sanhedrin was batal, therefore they couldn't give misa b'dei adam. However, abba misa is lebatlu, but ultimately the abba misa's bezza was not batal. And the gemara asked lebatlu, how can you say that it was not batal? But v'abatlu lemaisa they were batal, as once we don't have sanhedrin, then we can't give misa b'dei adam. The gemara explains el din abba misa is lebatlu. The braisa means that although Beis Din couldn't actually go and give someone Mises Beis Din, but ultimately the din of Abba Mises was not batal, and Mishnah is Chayiv Skila, and if someone was Chayiv Skila, either he would fall off a rooftop, or Chayiv would trample him. Both of these forms of Misa are similar to Skila. As Rashi states, Neifel Menagag, Dumi the Skila, Kedetam and Kamon, and as the Mishnah will teach us, Adap Mem Heo Mebez, Beis HaSkila, Heis HaGavaya, Shtei Kaimus, V'Kaimus Shaloi, Harei Kan Shalosh, and the braisa continues, Mishnah is Chayiv Sreifa, Neifel Budleika, Nochash Makishai. If someone would be Chayiv Sreifa, then either they would fall into a fire or Nochash would bite them. And Mishnah is Chayiv Hariga, or Nimsel Malchus, I list them by in love. And if someone did an Avera that they would have been Chayiv Saif, then either they will be given over to the king or bandits would kill them. And as Rashi states, list them by in love, Shadak and Lar Besayef, that the derech is to kill someone with a sword, Vechay Nimsel Malchus, Shematiz and Roshai. And when people were executed by the king, they would be killed through beheading. That is similar to Saif, and Mishnah is Chayiv Chenek, and if someone did an Avera that he would be Chayiv Chenek, Oy Tevei Binar, so either he would drown in a river, and that is like choking, Oy Meis Bisrunuchi, or he would die based on a disease called Askara, which caused a person's throat to constrict, and that caused the person to choke to death. And as Rashi explains, Din Abba Misa is Puranius Bidei Shemayim, Hadayma Lemisa, Shehu Mechuyaba. Lemaisa, the Gemara's question is, that L'chayr, the person that Shimon ben Shetach saw that killed his friend, was Chayiv Saif, and not Chayiv Sreifa. And why would it be that a Nachash would bite him, which is really similar to Sreifa? The Gemara answers, Amri, Yahu Chetachrita Habibay, that in a Chenami, not only did Reuven kill Shimon, but he also did another Avera, and for that Avera, he was Chayiv Sreifa. And the Amamar, and as we will learn later on, Mishnah is Chayiv Shtei Mises Bezdin, Nid Bechamura, that if someone is Chayiv, two separate Mises Bezdin, then when Bezdin kills him, they would use the more Chum of the two, and therefore, when this person died, Bidei Shemayim, he also was Nidain with the most Chumar, and that's why Nachash bit him, and ultimately he died through Sreifa. And as Rashi states, Chedachrina Havagabei, Shayim Mechuyah Sreifa, Shechemura, Dilu Retzeach Besayifu, Umisa Sayif Kala, Kedamrinim Baba Misais. And based on the Pashas of our Gemara, it would seem that the reason why Rav Shimon ben Shetach said, Ma'al Esa, She'in Damcha Masa B'yodai, is because Rav Shimon ben Shetach was an Eid Echad, and certainly we can't kill someone without having to aid him. However, as we mentioned, Taisus actually states that this Gemara and this story with Shimon ben Shetach has to do with the previous Gemara that spoke about a case of Oymed. And Taisus states, "When the Maisi Hay Ovda Masis in the case of Oymed, Mashma the Dorish Mehay Kra the Oymed Loi Mikdal the Mashma Al Pishnayim Edim Shiroos Amaisa VaAchrinu Havim Reb Shimon ben Shetach VaHayd Loi Chashlu Mishum Kvoidai." That in Chenami really was another aid together with Reb Shimon ben Shetach, and really with two aid him. And the reason why Reb Shimon ben Shetach said that we can't kill you is because they didn't see the actual Maisa, and it was only Me Oymed and not an actual Ria. Taisa continues, V'haydekama Oyani Oyata Lav Dafka Lashon Yochad Ela Anu. Although Rav Shimon ben Shetach seemed to apply that there was only two possibilities as to who killed Shimon, and it was either Reuven or Rav Shimon ben Shetach himself. However, Zok Taisis that certainly there was another aid together Rav Shimon ben Shetach, and therefore really the Lashon Gemara should have been Oy Anu, either us or you. And the only reason that we didn't mention the second aid is in order to show respect to Rav Shimon ben Shetach, as we saw similarly in a Gemara in Mesech Masechtas Rosh Hashanah. And before we continue, let's see the next Taisis on Daf Lam Zayin Beis. Dibur Maskel Miyev Shechar Beis Hamikdash. And Taisis is Tema Dav Matzal Meimah Da Ap Is Man Shebeis Hamikdash Kayim Ki Uvda Deshim Menchetach Inami Shalei Beidim Vasra Kid Arba Makas Kashiyim And Moshal Kadmeinu Mishayim Yetzir Rasha B'Shnei Bnei Adam Shehagai Echad Harg B'Shegeg Ve'Echad Harg B'Mezid Hakadosh Baruch Hu Mazminin L'Pun Negechad. And Taisis points out that really this Brisa didn't have to speak about cases that were after Churban Beis Hamikdash when Bezda was no longer Dani Din in the Fashais, and even if there would have been two Eidim Asra, as it could have been even during the time of the Beis Hamikdash, and for example, in the story with Shimon ben Shetach, where it was only Oymed, or in a case where there weren't two witnesses, or there wasn't a proper Asra, in all of those scenarios, the same Din would apply, and even though certainly Bezdin could not give Mises Bezdin to this person, however, Din Abba Mises would not be Batal, V'yish Leima, and Taisis explains, in Nakam Shechar Beis Hamikdash, Mishim Da'az Batal Din and Fashais Gamri, as we wanted to have a blanket statement, and after the Churban Beis Hamikdash, and even if there were two Eidim and a proper Asra, Bezdin would still not paskin Din and Fashais. And Taisus continues that how does the Brisa state that was only from the time of Churban Beis Hamikdash, if Lamaisa even 40 years prior to the Churban Abayis, the Sanhedrin already went to Golus and left the Lishkas HaGazis, therefore from that point forward, Bezdin would not paskin Din and Fashais. And Ayin Taisus points out that although it's true that they would generally not paskin Din and Fashais, however, Mikol Mokum Kishoyrein Tzerech Shah, Hayichoyzin Lishkas HaGazis, that even during those 40 years, if Bezdin would see a need with them to have to paskin Din and Fashais, then they would go back to Lishkas HaGazis and they would paskin Din and Fashais. Taisus continues a few lines later and he points out that Lachariya, since Agamara stated that Din Arba Mises Loi Batlu, and Taisus is from time of a Chazina Kama Kaifim Be'ika, the Mesim Kedakam, that we find many Kaifim Be'ika that do plenty of various that the Chai Misa for, that they are Mes Kedakam and they don't die based on something which seems like Mises Bezdin. And Taisus answers V'yish Lema, the S'chus Mila Toila, Mischam Mitzvah She'asu Mishtalim Be'il Mazeh, Kedichsiv Mishalim Musayinov. And finally, Taisus points out, V'yish Mepharshim, and some explained, in Nakim Shechar Beis Hamikdash, that in the Chanami, the Brisa specifically spoke about after the Churban, Yishum de Bezman Beis Hamikdash, Big Dekuna Ha'imachapin, as during the time of Beis Hamikdash, even if someone would be Chai Misa, the Big Dekuna would be Mechapa, Miu Hani Mila Kishasu Tshuva. However, that was only if the person also did Tshuva, Ayin Sham. The Gemara now continues that a Mishnah told us when dealing with Edim for Din and Nefashais, so Bezdin Ma'ayman Ala Edim, and they tell them that you should know that you can't say Edus Me Oymed. The Gemara is therefore Medayik that since we mentioned this in our Mishnah and not in the Mishnah Daf Chavtes, which speaks about being Ma'ayman by Din and Mamanis, therefore it's Mashma that Bedin and Nefashais, who delay Amdinon, ha Bedin and Mamanis Amdinon, that the only time there's an issue of saying Edus based on Umdana is only by Din and Nefashais, but by Din and Mamanis that would not be an issue. And the Gemara points out, Kiman, Kerabacha, and Lachurid is going like Teshita Rabacha, the Tanya, as we learned to the Brisa, Rabacha Ima, Gamal Eicha Ben Hagmala, Venimsa Gamal Harg Betzidai, Beidua Shezar Hagai. And if there are Edom that witness that Reuven's Gamal is between other Gamalim that do not belong to Reuven, then after that Gamal leaves, we find that one of the Gamalim are dead, so we can assume, based on their Edus, that Reuven's camel is the cause of this camel's death, and therefore Reuven will be Chayef for damages to Shimon's animal. And Rashi explains, or Rabacha stated, a case of Gamal Eicha Ben Hagmalim. So Rashi first brings down that Gamal Eicha Ben Hagmalim means that there was a camel that was biting other camels. Then Rashi brings down that we're talking about a case where Reuven's camel was mating with another camel. As Rashi says, Kusha Gamal Azoch Mizdavik Ben Akiva, Karilei Eicha, Damir Mabachir is Gamal Ocha Keneged Ocha, that the Metzias, as to how camels mate, is the male camel goes from behind the female camel. Rashi continues to explain that the reason why we say that it must be that Reuven's camel killed this other camel is because Shaderech Susim Mizuyonim L'Hakri Susim Shebetzidai V'Hainu Me'oymed, and just like Rashi says with the gay horses, the same applies to camels, and therefore it must be that Reuven's camel was the one that causes damage and killed this other camel. The Gemara continues that you can't bring a riot on Misha's going with Karbacha, as well as Tameich, according to Yisvara, that any time that doesn't say anything in the Mishnah and Dina Mamanis, but it says that when Ma'ayman Aleyan in Dina Nefashais, then that Dina only applies to Dina Nefashais and not to Dina Mamanis, but certainly B'negeya Edim P'e Diktani, that in our Mishnah we mention Bezdin Ma'ayman and warns the Edim that they can't testify based on Edim P'e. The Maisa, this Din is not brought on Daf Chof Tesam and Aleph when the Mishnah discusses being Ma'ayman on Edim that come for Dina Mamanis. Meanwhile, as we will see, based on the Mishnah on the Chof Tesam and Aleph, certainly the Psul of Edim P'e even applies by Edis of Dina Mamanis. And as our Gemara continues, Bedin and Mefashes Hud Le Aminon Habidin Mamis Aminon. Do you think that the even P8 would be kosher by Din Mamis? Vatnan, but the Mishnah Daf Chav Tes teaches us Omar Hu Amali Shani Chayv Loi or Ish Pliny Amali Shu Chayv Loi Loyam Aklum At Shiyim Befnenu Hoid Loi Shu Chayv Loi Masayim Zuz. If the Eden would come to Bezin and they would say that Reuven told us that is Chayv $100 to Shimon, or if they would come to Bezin and they would say that Levi told us that he saw Reuven borrow $100 from Shimon. Well, in the first case, it's not considered Haidah, and in the second case, it's considered a case of Edom P'aid, and certainly the Edus is not valid until the Edom say that Reuven was minded to us in front of Shimon, that he owes Shimon $100. As we previously explained, Reuven would also have to have said, Atam Edai, clearly there is a psul of Edom P'aid, even by Dinah Mamis, and even though we're not Ma'imim by Dinah Mamis, therefore the Gemara points out, Alma, Afakav, the psul of Dinah Mamis, that even though the psul of Edom P'aid applies by Dinah Mamis, Aminu B'dinah Nefashes, we're only Ma'imin on this point in dealing with Edom for Dinah Nefashes, as Dinah Nefashes is much more Chamar and Hachanami, and even B'digay, Din of Oymed, Afakav, the psul of Dinah Mamis, that even though you can't say testimony through Umdra, B'digay, Din of Mamis either, but even so, Aminu B'dinah Nefashes, we only use it to be Ma'imin al Edom, B'digay, Din of Nefashes, and not B'digay, Din of Mamis, and as Rashi states, Aminu B'dinah Nefashes, Lahabes Advarim, Ulufarish, La'ayim, Ubedinah Mamis, La'ichpis, La'ayim, La'ayim, Kolkach. And the Gemara continues and quotes from the Mishnah that Bezdin would say to Edom for Dinah Nefashes, Havi Yoidin, Shalik, Dinah Mamis, Dinah Nefashes. The Gemara will not focus on this point of the Mishnah, but will focus on the Dava Achar after the Gemara quoted the Pasuk in Pashas Bereishis where Cain killed Hevel, and Kodesh Baruch Hu stated, called Dmei Achicha Tzaykim, that her used the Lashin Rabbim of Dmei Achicha. Mishnah explained, Dava Achar, Dmei Achicha, Shayyidome, Mushlachal Eitzim Valavanim, that his blood was in multiple places. Hevel's blood was found on many trees and many stones. And our Gemara now explains this point as Amr Yehuda Breid Rav Chiya Milamich Asa Kain Behevel Achiv Chaburis Chaburis Petzias Petzias Shlei Yudeim Hechen Hashem Yitza Ad Sheyegil Tzavari. The Lemaisa Kain was the first to kill anyone, and he didn't know how to kill Hevel, and therefore he kept stabbing Hevel, and he made multiple wounds. That's why Hevel's blood was found on multiple trees and on multiple stones, and Kain kept stabbing Hevel until he reached Hevel's neck or his throat, and at that point he was able to kill him. And the Gemara continues and discusses the story about Cain Hevel. That from the time that Cain killed Hevel and the earth opened up its mouth in order to swallow all of the blood of Hevel, and as the pasuk tells us, and since that point the earth never opened its mouth in order to accept all the blood of a person, and any time someone dies, although a lot of the blood is absorbed into the earth, but it's not completely consumed into the earth. Shenemen, as the pasuk states in Yeshaya, Miknafa Eretz Biru Shemano Tzvila Tzadik, that from the edge of the earth we heard songs, they were praising the righteous one, referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Since the pasuk states Miknafa Eretz, that was from the edge of the earth, V'loi Mipi Eretz, we learn out that it wasn't from its mouth, as the earth no longer had a mouth. Number one, it won't swallow up a person's blood completely, and number two, when it praises HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the shiur that it sings doesn't come directly from its mouth. And the Gemara continues, Isve Chizkiya Achiv, we just brought down this memoir from Yehuda Breid Rav Chiya, and Rav Chiya also had another son whose name was Chizkiya, and he was the twin brother of Yehuda, and he asked his brother Rav Yehuda, how can you say that the earth no longer had a mouth if the pasuk states in Korach Vatiftach Haaretz Espia, that the earth opened up its mouth and swallowed Korach Vadasai? And Amalei, Rav Yehuda responded to Chizkiya, L'ra Pascha L'tevelei Pascha, that in Chinami it opened its mouth for bad, but never opened up its mouth for good. The earth was no longer able to sing Shir Takadish Baruch Hu. And I intended to be masculine Mishyam Shapascha, called Dum Nivlon Ba'aretz El Shir Shumanika, that nowadays all blood could be swallowed by the earth. However, there's always some demarcation of blood, Vishahadal in Rishumanika Klal. Regarding the blood of Hevel, the earth swallowed it completely, and there was no Rishum at all. And also, I intended to be masculine Tevele Pascha, and Tesis is Vim Taima, Vaksiv Tivle Imoy Aretz, that the Paskin Oz Yashir tells us that the earth swallowed up the Mitzrim, and Zoktesis Tevis HaMitzrim in a Kriya Teva, that since that was a benefit for the Mitzrim, that is not considered Teva, and that's also considered Lera. Gemara continued with another memory regarding Kayin, V'am Rabbi Yehuda B'Reid Rab Chiya, Golos Mechaperis of a Mechza, that if a person goes to Golos, that will be a Kapara for half of a person's Averis, as Mekarik Siv Vayisi Novinod, as originally Kayin was complaining to HaKadosh Baruch Hu about his punishment, and he states, Tein Gerashti Yisayoy Me'al Pnei Adama, And two psukim later, the pasuk tells us, "Vayitzei kaim lefnei Hashem, vayeshe be'eretz noid kidmas Eden." Instead of using the lashon of nov and nod, the pasuk only states be'eretz noid, and then Rashi points out be'eretz noid v'leiksiv na shekipur legalusai dechsiv, as the pasuk tells us that kain went to galus, as the pasuk states vayitzei kain. The gemara continues with another member regarding galus, as Amar Yehuda galus mechaper shleish nivarim, that by going to galus, it'll be mechapa on those averus. Generally, have an einish of one of these three things. Shenemen, as the pasuk in Yirmiyah states, Hayosha be'erazoyis yomus b'cherev rov v'deva, that anyone that stays in the city will die through cherev or through hunger or through a plague. However, Yirmiyah tells Klal Yisrael that if you leave Yerushalayim and you surrender to Bavel and you go to Golus and Kazdim, then you will save yourself and you will live. Gemara continues, Rabbi Yechon Omar, Golus mechaperes al kol, that Golus will actually be mechapa on everything. Shenemen, as the pasuk in Yirmiyah tells us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yirmiyah to write regarding Yechonya, who was the Melch Yehuda. The pasuk in Yirmiyah tells us, Koyam Hashem, so says Hashem, Kisvu es ishazer riri, gevel lo yitzlach biyamav, ki lo yitzlach mizare, ish yoshev al kisei David, umayshel oy biyehuda. HaKadosh Baruch Hu swears that Yechonya won't have any children, he won't have a successor to his throne. He busted the Golaksiv, and after Yechonya went to Golas, the pasuk tells us, B'nei Yechonya asir shaltir b'noi. And the simple explanation of this pasuk is that Yechonya had a child named Asir, and Asir had a child named Shaltiel. However, the Gemara understands that the pasuk is telling us that Yechonya had one son. The way to understand the pasuk is Ubnei Yechonya is Asir Shaltiel Benoi, that his son was named Asir, who is also called Shaltiel. The Gemara explains why was his son called Asir. Shebarta imoy bebeis asurin. Yechonya had a relationship with his wife while Yechonya was in jail. That's how Asir was born. And Shaltiel sheshaslu keil shaleik kederach nishtolin. The reason why the son was called Shaltiel is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu planted the child into his mother's womb in a way which was not the standard, as it's not standard for a woman to become pregnant while standing, and lemaisa the prison was so small that they weren't able to lie down, and they had bia while standing up, and that's how Shaltiel was born. And as the Gemara explains, Gemiri, that we have a Kabbalah, She'ein Ish Mesaberes Mu'umud, that a woman cannot become pregnant while standing up, and we continue on Daf Lamed Chesed Min Aleph, Mehim Nisaber Mu'umud, Shaltiel's mother conceived, even though they had bia while standing up. The Gemara continues, Dava Acha, that is another pshat why he was called Shaltiel, as Shal Nishal Ala Lasa Kel, because even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a Shvuah, and Yechonya would not have children, but Lamaisa HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Shoyal on his Allah, and that's why it's called Shaltiel, which is from the Lashon of Shal Kel. Gemara continues that after Yechonya had this child named Shaltiel, as well as Asir, ultimately a couple of generations later, Zerubbabel was born, and he became a king of Klal Yisrael. He actually was involved in building by a Sheni, and therefore, not only do we see that Yechonya had children, but one of his grandchildren became a king or became the leader of Klal Yisrael. And the pasuk talks about Zerubbabel a few pesukim later in Divrei Yamim. The Gemara explains Zerubbabel that the reason why he was called Zerubbabel is Shenizru B'Bavel, is because he was born in Bavel. Even more so, the only reason why he was able to be born is because his grandfather went to Golus in Bavel. Therefore, Yechonya had a kapara, and that's why Yechonya was zeicher to have children and zeicher to have a leader that was born from his descendants. And the Gemara tells us, Mashmoi, and what was Zerubbabel's real name? Nechemya ben Chachalya Shemoi. Ayin Yad Ramah points out that when the Gemara stated, Mashmoi, Nechemya ben Chachalya Shemoi, and he states, V'hamilsa t'mir lantuva, da'ba Ezra Mashmoi, de Nechemya lav Zerubbabel hu, ayin sham. And before we finish, let's point it out that previously when the Gemara stated, Gamal o'icha ben agmalim, v'nimsa gamal har b'tzidai, zokti Yad Ramah, v'derech ha-gamal iskana is b'misha roya is b'shoshim is dabig amen akeva, v'rotz achra v'hargoi, v'zeh hoil v'nimsa harag b'tzidai, b'yadu ishu hu-hargoi. Yad Ramah also points out that our Gemara explained that when the pasuk in Divrei Yamim stated, b'nei Yechonya aser shaltiel b'noi, that it's speaking about one person, and Yad Ramah is bothered that the pasuk states, b'nei Yechonya, which is Lashon Rabbim, and zokta Yad Ramah, may dechsiv b'nei, l'chad brok, hori b'nei, k'dechsiv, u'b'nei don chushim, u'b'nei Eson Azayo, u'b'nei Palu Eliyav, even though certainly they only had one child, Ayin Shom, and we will stop over here.